Welcome to The Fence with your hosts, Mitch
and Gore.
We'll be covering all kinds of topics to help give a leg up to both first-time exercisers with a strong focus on strength training. The topics we cover could help you with fat loss, help you build boatloads of muscle, or just strengthen your current regimen. Let us help you get off the fence and into the body you deserve. Today with us is Ryan Feehan. Welcome, Ryan.
What up? How you guys feeling?
Pretty good, man.
Big CEO of Focus Fitness.
Something like that, man.
Focus
like
Fitness.
Getting there.
Tell us about the brand, man. How long have you had your gym?
So me and my business partner, we opened up in October of 23. So we're very new. And pretty much the idea of Focus Fitness was, man, that we want to strength train as if, like, me and you would strength train. If trainers go to the gym and work out. We want to program our classes that way. We want people to lift heavier. We want people to create adaptations in their bodies, build some muscle mass, and get strong. So far, man, it's pretty freaking awesome. Kind of enjoying it. Kind of enjoying being a business owner.
Got any gray hairs yet?
Yeah, that's happened a lot. Sleeping, you can get rid of sleeping. That doesn't happen so good no more, man. But
it's a sprint in those early days, man.
Yeah, like getting started. Like now it's a little bit easier. Now we're kind of in like a rhythm, kind of on a groove, but there's always something new we're trying to think about.
Right.
Trying to figure out like what's the next event we're going to do or what's the next like programs we're going to come up with, how we're going to program moving forward. But in the beginning, it was like you need to get so many things done in such a short period of time in order to even get open.
Right.
whether it was like get approved from township, stuff like that. Like we had to jump through a bunch of hoops for that. Get all our equipment in on time and track all the shipping numbers and stuff, like when it was going to come in, how we're going to build it, when we're going to get it together to get our UNO done.
Time it all perfectly.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun stuff. But now that we're moving and grooving, man, and we have like a decent clientele built up, a lot of new members, man, it's becoming to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, plus word of mouth and stuff when you actually do your job good and you seem pretty passionate about it. So here you go.
Man, working for myself has been awesome so far. Like having just being able to go and program what I want, do what I want, however I want to do it. Nobody says anything about it. I'm not questioned on anything. Same thing with my business partner. I see him do something and he's just like, I'm like, oh, that's cool exercise. I like that. And just, we just kind of go off each other like that, man. It's awesome.
You guys a good team, man. I can imagine. I mean, you guys knew each other a while before you opened up your business together. So I'd imagine you would have had some sort of trusting relationship before.
Yeah. So I've technically known him since like 2014. I met James. He trained me like one time, but I was like a poor 19-year-old that like couldn't afford training.
Right.
But I was trying to get ready to play football.
This is before you started personal training.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was just before I was even going to be a trainer. I was just a welder trying to play pro football and trained with James a little bit. Couldn't afford him anymore because I was just super poor.
Right.
And went back to him right before I went to my, I made the pro team. I was going into training camp. I was like, I need to get stronger. I need to get faster. I need to be more athletic. So I went to him again. And even like, all I wanted to do was like learn from him. That was the idea. Just take this guy who knows what he's doing, has been doing it for over a decade, learn what he's doing, why he's doing it, how he's doing it, try and implement it on my own. And I still, to this day, I still ask him a bunch of questions, why he does stuff, how he does stuff.
Right. Did he have any kind of a sports performance background? Or was it mostly for the strength and for the
power? He played basketball in high school. He thinks he's still good at it. So that's like a lie.
Can't wait till he sees this.
He's afraid.
Send it on my email. Cut this part off. And send it to him.
He's afraid to hoop with me now. I think he knows, but I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, James, we gotta hoop it up a little bit, man. I am rusty as all get out, but I have some Napoleon complex as well about my past talent.
But nah, he's a pretty chill guy, man. He just kind of goes with the flow, does his job, does it very well. Kind of one of the reasons I wanted to go into business with him. Like, he just works and does what he's supposed to do every single day. Can't go wrong with it.
Gar, you think he thought back in 2014 when he hired this guy to give him some sessions that he'd be opening up a business with him?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Dude, I didn't even have thoughts of being a personal trainer. Not a chance.
Actually,
man.
Whose initiative was it?
Mine.
Yeah?
100% mine. At one point, I just kind of looked at it. I'm like, dude, what are we doing? Why don't we have a spot yet? Why are we still here? And like, we just kind of talked and kind of figured like we can do this. And James is a little bit older than I am. And I asked him a couple times, like, dude, like, what do you plan on being in another 10 years? Like, he's going to be 40 soon. I'm like, where do you want to be when you're 50? He's like, what are you going to do when you're 60? Are you still going to be here? Like, where do we go from here? I'm like, and he told me some goals he had. I'm like, it's never going to happen unless we jump into this. And he was pretty hesitant at first. I mean, he was hesitant, but I didn't want to be. Yeah, I didn't want to be hesitant about it because I know, like, it's an uncomfortable thing, man. Like,
playing safe, yeah.
You're going to quit your job and you're going to be like, I have no idea how much money I'm going to make. I have no idea how much money I'm going to spend. I don't know how any of this is going to go. It could be a total failure tomorrow. We have no idea, but, like, we just trusted it and made it happen, you know? And it took a lot of planning. It's business.
So you talked a little bit about you played pro football. So you played football in high school?
No. So that's the fun part.
You didn't play any football in high school.
I played freshman football. I was like the backup linebacker. And even one game, I was ruled academically ineligible, so I didn't even get to play in that game.
You're retarded?
Yeah, dude, pretty much. I was so dumb.
That's why he went through reserve, bro.
That's why I joined the army later.
I talk shit on any branch except for his, man.
So, nah, man. I played freshman football,
army guys,
man.
Are a bunch of skinny bastards, too. Only push-ups and sit-ups. That's what you can do. And running. What you are running from? Shit.
What you are running from?
Gar, I think you think I like the military.
Nah, he hated that, too.
I agree with
you. Is Wyatt out? Is Wyatt out?
Yeah, Wyatt's out.
Okay. I just took his shit into freaking...
into the internet. I hate you, Army.
Hopefully leadership going to freaking see that. Making a gay-ass freaking like a PT.
Oh, no, so I didn't play high school or college football. I was the only guy on my pro team to not play high school or college football.
That's crazy.
I kind of just, like, when I graduated, I played, like, Bristol War Dogs, like, 16 unlimited weight team. And it turns out I was, like, pretty good. It wasn't, like, great, but I was, like, pretty good. I'm like, oh, this is cool. I think I got this. That's when I first started lifting weights and first started working out and stuff. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just bench pressing every day.
Right.
Like a 15-year-old
right,
did.
Right, right, right.
And so I turned 18. I went and played like semi-pro with like my brother and my dad. My dad was coaching. And I told the coach, I'm like, hey, I can play like defensive end if you need me to. And I was playing like receiver. And he's like, yeah, okay, shut up. No. And finally, they put me in. We were up big in one game. They put me in. I had like 3 sacks in the game. And they were like, wait, you can do this. And I'm like, yeah, I told you. I'm good at this. I did it for the War Dogs. And someone that year was like, hey, man, you ever think about like trying out for one of the pro arena teams? And I'm like, I didn't know they had pro arena teams. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. So I tried out for a team. I was like 19. And I just got pummeled into the ground like every play. It was embarrassing. It was so bad. Those dudes were huge and I was little. And
that's when you beefed up, right?
That's when I learned the difference between like a professional athlete and a guy that's just kind of good at football. And for the next like 5 years or 4 years, all I did was just bulk up and try and get fast and strong and be really good at football. And I get it worked out because in 2019, I got my first contract, played. I had 5 sacks on the season. I only played in 4 games and pretty good ratio. I think I was like top 3 in the team in tackles for the season.
Which is crazy for the 4 games.
Yeah, dude, I had a great season. It was one of the best years of my life. I'm not even going to lie. It was so fun. Like, it went from, like, playing semi-pro, which is, like, tape up your cleats and get out there, guys. Like, we're playing at some park today.
Right.
In, like, the worst field conditions ever to, like, having trainers around you, like, oh, dude, you hurt your shoulder today? Let's fucking work on it. Let's do this. Let's do that. I'm like, really? Like, we get taken care of here?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I gotta say.
They're taping up your wrists and your ankles before the games. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is so different. Like, you have an equipment issue? You ask one of the coaches, they'll, like, take care of your helmet for you. I'm like, what?
Cool. Like, they got a budget for it.
Yeah, like, people get paid to help you succeed. I'm like, oh, this is so much better. So I did that in 2019. And then after that, I was like, it's kind of like, what's the next goal in my life? I was already in the military at that time. And I was like, what am I doing next? I'm like, I really wanted to be a personal trainer. Let me see what this is like. So that's when I went and got my cert. I got that done January 2020.
What cert?
I'm ISSA. So I have ISSA personal training certification. And I also have the nutritionist certification, which kind of anybody can get at that point.
Right, right.
Which I'm not a huge fan of the certifications anyway. Like I see a lot of people with like a ton of certifications, but it's like...
Yeah, but still doesn't know crap.
No, because you can cheat your way through any cert. Like, the certs don't really mean anything, because, like,
well,
I didn't know anything after I got my cert.
And even if you're not cheating your way through it, it's about applying that knowledge, not just, it's like somebody who's like obsessed with self-help books, and they've read all of them and they keep reading more, but you got to slow down and like implement the strategies and techniques and tactics that you learned and perfect them rather than just keep chasing more certs. And more certs is not going to bring you more clients and money. Perfecting what you already know, finding your niche, I think is a better way to direct that energy.
I agree 100%.
So then why'd you stop playing pro football?
I wanted to be a trainer. I got, so my following year, COVID happened. And the next year, the team was kind of a mess. And I went to like a tryout. Like nobody was at the tryout. Arena football, dude, is like a scam half the time. it's as nice as it was to play it, it's also like a scam half the time where it's like they're going to take your money for a tryout or something. No one will show up, or the tryout will be like just a money grab. And there's so many ways to get like conned out of stuff in arena football. Everybody wants to make money in it except for the players. Players just want to play. So I showed up like a tryout. Nobody showed up. And I was kind of like, what are we doing here, man? So I guess I got cut, but I kind of like gave up on that year. And there's no teams that were like local enough for me to play for.
What team were you playing for?
I was playing for the Jersey Flight.
Jersey Flight, that's right.
Team in Trenton.
They had a cool jersey.
I was a big fan of it.
Nope. Jersey.
It was like purple and gray and gold.
Yeah,
and
I liked it. Yeah, that was cool. You look tough in that uniform.
I tried my best.
Yeah.
I really tried. I was like 220 pounds, so I was like 40 pounds smaller than every other lineman. So I was like, I got to look big. I got to do my best to try and look awesome at all times. Didn't work, but I was trying.
Nah, I hear you, man.
Put the t-shirts under it, like.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I was trying to bulk up so bad. But I did that. Like, when I was playing football, I like worked 12 hours of construction a day. And then I went to practice. And I was done practice. And it's like 11, 12 o'clock at night when we were done practice. That's a lot of work
right there.
And I was getting back up at like 5. I was dying.
That's a work ethic.
I couldn't even eat enough to keep up with the amount of calories I was burning every day. It was so bad, dude.
You were bound to get an injury.
Yeah, 100%. And I did. My back is pretty jacked nowadays. Yeah. Feels better now. I'm working on it a lot, but like, it was pretty jacked up for a while. Well, like, once football was over, man, I just wanted to be a trainer. I just put all my energy towards that. And trying to figure out like how to do better at it.
Yeah.
And we kind of figured out that if we get people strong, people like it.
I mean, shit, their life is better.
Yeah. So. Like just, you get people strong, people are pretty excited about that. So am I.
There's a huge crossover. I mean, male and female, but definitely I think female is the primary offender, or at least demographic, of this train of thought that we're all personal trainers. You've heard it a million times. You get your lead. Hey,
I just want to tone.
I just want to lose
weight. Am I going to get too bulky?
Am I going to get too bulky? You hear it all the time. And they doubt it all the way through the process until they start to see the change that they wanted by the methods that they didn't think would get them there.
Yep.
And that's the trick, is making sure that they believe in you long enough for them to then see the progress and believe in themselves and the process.
Agree 100%. I think that's why I like what I do so much now. Because like, we try not to program like junk volume. We don't do like nonsense training. Like the stuff we do is like effective. That's
it's
the goal.
Though.
We have 1 hour with a person in a group class, or 1 hour or 30 minutes in a personal training session. So I have 1 hour of your time. How am I going to get to your goal in 1 hour of time? Sometimes people only show up once a week, twice a week, whatever. Like I train 5 or 6 days a week. This person's going to show up once or twice a week. How am I going to get them to their goal as effectively and as efficiently as possible? So I try and just add like a lot of compound movements, a lot of big movements, and we try and lift heavy. We try and get people to where they need to be at.
Check this out, man. When people come up to you, hey, man, I just have time to train once a week. What do you think about it? Like, because once a week, I mean, I guess it's better than nothing, but it's, in my opinion, it's almost worthless.
I would disagree, because I have people I train once a week for 30 minutes. Right?
Okay.
And I still have them hitting PRs monthly, whether it's a one rep PR or different, like a set of eight or whatever it's going to be. I still have them hitting PRs pretty regularly with that, man. So as long as someone trains, like any strength training, I think is perfect, no matter what it is, man. If you can do some kind of strength training throughout the week, like whether it's once a week or twice a week, or if you're doing 5 days a week, whatever it is, if someone tells me they only have 1 day, I'm like, all right, cool. So one day a week for 30 minutes or an hour, whatever it's going to be, I know you're going to get really good strength training in. I'm trying to figure out what they do the other days. Like, why can't we fit in?
Still do something on other days.
Sometimes people do. Sometimes it depends on the person, right? So some people love to run, and they want to be strength. They want to strength train one day a week to be able to run better, or just to feel better, or get stronger, or as they do it.
Balance out that program.
Okay, so or they just add into it.
Refine the question. I know what you're getting at. He's getting at. What if they only want to work out or any kind of fitness one time a week? Do you still think it's worthless, or do you?
No, I still wouldn't say it's worthless. I still think it's good that people still are working out one day a week. That's what's still better than like 90% of the United States population if you strength train one day a week, right?
Tell me your POV on that, and then I want to share mine.
Okay, in my opinion, at least twice a week, that should be. Because after 5 days, all that hard work you put, you're starting to decline.
Yeah.
So when I train twice a week, my clients are, right? As you said, compound, good, heavy-duty base, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then accessories. Look, that's what I do twice a week, and I'm trying to like have like 3 days in between for everything to be like, you know, same amount of time.
Makes sense.
So that's how I do my program. I always try them. Or if they do something outside of the training, like extra physical activity, all right, once a week, fine. But
that's what I try to convince people stationary, to do for the most nothing, part.
Yeah.
Like if someone's just going to sit at home all day, like that's tough. Then they definitely at least need to be in there once a week, I think. Like, people don't exercise at all.
He meant twice.
if people don't exercise at all, if they show up at least once a week, that's better than nothing.
Anything
and that's
kind of
where I think about
nothing.
It. Right?
I still agree. But so here's a trick. Here's my view on it. Right. So if this person says, I only want to work out one time a week, and, you know, that'll be our session. I'm going to try to round that program as best I can to fit a little bit of everything. So maybe I'll do an upper and a lower compound. And then mobility and cardio. If you can fit that into an hour, you are trying real hard. You're putting a lot of work into that program. But it's doable. Is it ideal? No. But by doing that and working so hard on making that program super effective, do that for a month plus, the client will see some sort of progress. Their body will be feeling better. And then you're gonna pitch to them to get them to 2 times a week. And I just had a win like this a month ago because we were starting to see progress from that 1 time a week. And I would beat into his brain. I went above and beyond. I made sure he had a flexibility program, mobility program. I told him how often to do it, when, and what time. I gave him his, you know, macros and stuff. And I kept checking in every session. And I was like, dude, are you doing this? Are you doing this? And it was like, no. But even so, after a month to a month and a half of it, he finally started, like, I saw the progress. He was just, like, more endurance during the session. We were starting to increase our reps a little bit, or at least the quality of the rep.
Yeah.
And he felt it, too. And so then I was like, hey, man, I just had a spot open up. What if we went to 2 times a week? And he did. And now we're doubling that freaking progress. So
there goes Mitch trying to split the difference between the two of us again.
Yeah, to don't fight.
Yeah. Just let me and Gar fight next time, dude.
Yeah, man.
I want it on live camera. I'll go take the freaking phone off of the jack and I'll just move it around.
Okay.
I wasn't splitting the difference. That was my true view.
That's my true view.
Right. And it used to be.
Most of the time, what I'll try and do, if I only see somebody once a week, I will try to get them in group classes then. Because most of the time, if someone only sees a trainer once a week, most of it's for financial reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
all right, so I will try and get people either go on hikes, go on walks. I'm real big on that. I think everybody should at least hike once in a while. You don't have to do it every week. You don't have to do it every day. You should go on some kind of hike or long walk like once a month or something.
100%. Like,
true.
And good for the mental, especially if you work out all the time and you're like, I'm not going for a walk, like, all right. But like people that don't exercise regularly, I think you need to get out and like go for a walk or something and do something active semi-regularly. So either I'll try and push somebody towards group classes and training once a week. Group classes are just generic workouts for everybody, right? Everybody can get in there and get a great workout in, feel great afterwards. And we've had some people get some really good results in there, man. But the one-on-one sessions is like significantly more beneficial because everything's catered to you.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We really take our time to figure out what you need and how to do what you need to do, like, you know?
Yeah, and here's another thing. I'm super nice and fluffy, but a lot of people can't say. But
You said that's you're it. Fluffy?
Yeah, I know, right?
What's your body fat percentage right now?
That's the first thought I have when I look at you is fluffy, so that makes sense. Yeah, right.
I just think fat ass. That's what I think.
Hey, man, some people will take it as a compliment, but anyways.
I have a scale. You see that little case right there? I got a scale right there.
It'll I'll make tell sure us, I avoid that. Oh,
yeah, it'll give us a really credible reading of our body fat percentage, muscle mass, and weight. You know what, should we compare ours?
Yeah, and then do it 2 months after, because finally I can train my right arm now.
6 pounds at a time on the curl. Wild. 6 pounds of curl, dude.
Yesterday I had a PR. I was able to hold 15 pounds.
But PR is a PR. I'm with it, man.
And you know what he was doing? It wasn't a dumbbell. It was his dick.
Exactly. Finally, I can jack off.
He was just like,
But shit, I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's a hell of a distraction.
But anyways.
Dicks can be distracting,
finally
dude,
pee without doing it.
But yo, so.
I can't relate. I'm Irish, dude. I don't get it.
Where I was. Crap. Okay. So, yeah. So I'm very nice and fluffy here, you know. So I give my clients options sometimes, you know, who cannot really afford financially and stuff. One day I train. As you said, you know, one of the reasons a lot of times people train once because finance reasons. I give them this option. When I will be in the gym, if you want, I will text you. You will come over and do your crap. Ask me questions. Like, come up to me first. Yeah, I will tell you what to do. All right? You have numbers down too. Just add to it. Okay? I don't mind helping you out.
So you're saying, like, you have the system with your clients where you're at the gym. Your gym where you have a membership.
I train. Yeah,
and then
I train
you give the option to your clients to have a membership there too, whether they do or not. But I'm assuming this probably applies more to the gym you train at. But then you just tell them when you're going to be there. And then if they want to show up and you, like, train them during your... That's incredible.
There's been times where I've...
It's a good karma too. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to help people.
There's been times where I become friends with some of these clients, right? You train them all the time.
Sure.
Become friends with the guys. I've been to LA Fitness and I've worked out with some of the guys. Like, all right, dude, I'm going to go hit like chest today. Like, I was doing like my bro split, just doing bodybuilding splits. I'm like, I'm going to go hit chest. Dude, if you're free, if you want to come, go for it, man. Like, it's not about the money at that point.
Oh, of course.
It's just, I would just want to get you stronger. I could use somebody to work out with anyway.
Yeah.
Working out by myself all the time kind of gets annoying. But like, I've worked out with clients at like LA Fitness. Sometimes they've come to my gym and worked out there. And I was like, I don't really care. Like, they're still paying me once a week to train. I'm like, that's cool. Like, it's not about the money there. Like, it's going to come work out.
No, that's cool. I have two clients, actually.
And one of the point... Sorry.
Yeah, good job.
One of the point of this business is to, like, help people. You know,
100%. Yeah.
Making money, of course. We need to live on something, right? But it's like, that's why we get into the business, to help people. And this is one of the ways. I cannot train with anyone. In the meaning of, like, my clients, no one does powerlifting.
Yeah.
So I go crazy in the gym. They do their regular what goals they have for. That's what they put. I put them.
Yeah.
So
makes sense.
And I just help them out with their stuff. That's it.
Dude, I love that.
So pretty much.
Yeah. We had we first opened. We had like a group of like Neshaminy High School football players that came in. I was like, look, guys, if you guys want to come work out, we won't even charge you. Just come work out. Like, we're in here working out. Like, we want to make it like a...
Is that Focus Fitness?
Yeah, this is when we first opened, me and James. So,
it was like I remember you telling me this story.
It was like a Saturday afternoon. We had like 5 Neshaminy High School football players come in and just work out with us.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was like, it felt like I was in like a high school or like college weight room. We're all like hyping each other up for like big lifts and stuff. And it's like, we're not going to make you guys a program specific to you. But if you want to come work out and do what we're doing today, that's cool. And they were all in on it because they wanted
energy.
We taught them a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's, they were learning from us as we're working out. And like, I don't know about you guys. Anytime I have the chance to teach somebody about fitness, I'm all in on it. I love it.
Right. I love a blank.
Yeah. You go out with somebody, or like you just meet somebody the first time. They ask you like, oh, how can I do this? And you give them like a basic answer, and then they ask another question. And you go like all into details about what
that's
they
my favorite
like,
thing.
I could go on for like hours want, about it, right?
Don't
like,
unsolicitedly give that info.
No.
But when they're asking, I
want to teach you so bad. One of my favorite things about my job is I can like teach other people how to work out.
Also, personally, I love working with that demographic. Yeah. Young dudes that are hungry for it, want to learn. Yeah. Ambitious. Go ahead. What was that, Gar?
Yeah, it's like freaking raising a good generation because now you see what's going on, all these TikToks and garbage, like freaking what people are getting themselves into. And this way you're making sure pretty much they're taking the right route.
Yeah. You know?
It's crucial at that age to provide value, fundamental value and knowledge, right, strength training wise, but also to provide alternative outlets to other vices or hobbies that people can develop.
100%.
So if people learn fitness, exercise, sports when they're kids, and they, as you know, and aside from our podcast topic, even like outdoor sports skills and stuff, you know, bushcraft, whatever it may be, hobbies, healthy, wholesome hobbies, it's going to help them have other alternatives except for drugs, sex, and alcohol.
My dad always told me that everybody needs to have a thing. Like, whatever your thing, you need to have a thing. And he was like, as we were growing up, he's like, you guys play sports. That's cool. He said, not every kid plays sports like you guys play sports. Right. It doesn't have to be sports. He's like, some kids are in chess club. They have a thing.
That's a thing.
Everybody has to have a thing. Even as like an adult, we get away from like, get away from things. We don't do anything
because you don't
sometimes.
Make time for it. You get boring and old and you don't make the time because you don't
So I see people in like an axe throwing league. I'm like, that's not for me. I think that's dumb. But people will be all in on it. I'm like, they have
cool.
a thing.
I would do it.
I know a guy, he so has many a freaking things. Collection of axes. Like,
he's a weird guy. I don't know. No, but like, that's not like my thing, but like people have it as their thing. I love that.
You
like,
get to see my thing in that safe over there. Got a couple things. And
don't show me your things.
That's one of my things, though. That's one of his things.
Yeah, I got plenty of days.
Everybody's got a thing. Like my dad, even at 66 years old, my dad still plays slow pitch softball multiple days a week.
Freaking
he just had a knee replacement, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to go out and hit with the guys tomorrow. I'm like, dude, you can't walk. He's like, oh, I got it. I'm going to go hit with the guys.
I'm
like,
all right, dude. He's like,
all right, man, you got it, dude.
I should have told you he's about still his open cane. House. I should have told him about, I didn't realize you guys kind of connected at the wedding. But I should have invited him to your open house. I didn't even
you
think of it.
You were drunk to freaking...
It's my wedding. You don't have the right to say anything. Fuck you.
Yeah, when I was leaving, he was with... What that freaking little chubby guy's name?
Lance?
No, Lance.
Brad? Yeah. The guy that pulled a knife on somebody at my wedding?
Yeah, somebody.
Just kidding.
Dude, he was so was effed you. Up.
It was me, dude.
He told me the guy so with the beard?
I think so, yeah, and he was all over the place that night. That's so I think he was in the Marine Corps or something.
Yeah, he told me all about it 10 times before he tried to stab me.
Oh, shit, man.
I had that same knife in my little holster there.
And this guy was like trying to freaking stop him, and I was already driving away. What's that, little fucker? I said it, and he was like, hey, get away, man. I'm trying to calm him down. I was like, okay.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that was such a fun time.
I had a good night. I did.
Someone told
so
me.
So did
that.
I, man. I loved it. I had so much fun.
And fun
never thought
is,
I'd have so much fun in
October.
What the hell did I wear? Not cultured enough.
Gosh, why am I drawing a blank? Girls wore dirndls. We had lederhosen.
Lederhosen, that's right, man.
And that was just a basic bitch with the jeans and shirt.
That's what I should have worn.
It's because you're in a Russian mafia. Yeah.
Erosion mafia? That's how it sounded.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, whatever, same thing.
Yeah, the erosion mafia.
Okay. Hell with it. Let's rock and roll.
Now, what are your things? What keeps you... I was just yelling at... Not yelling. I was just conversating with my beautiful wife last night at dinner. And I have a lot of hobbies, my things, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I fish. And a lot of them do tend to be outdoors or manly, but they're not all. So I fish. I hunt. I do shoot. I count those as hobbies. I don't count exercise as a hobby. I count exercise as part of my lifestyle.
I want it to be a hobby, but you're right. It's not because it doesn't give me like the break from reality that I need sometimes.
Right.
And it doesn't do that because you got to be all in on it. As you're training, and it's not like a mental break.
But so that was my point with my wife, and she was like, "Yeah, well, jump rope's my hobby." And I was like, "Well, no, it's not because it's still fitness, and it's not a break from your what you try to achieve daily slash consistently weekly. And so I think it needs to be something that's outside of your strength zone, you know? Like she's good at drawing, she plays piano, she has all these things that she's good at and has learned over the years, but she doesn't make consistent time for it. And I have all these things that I'm not great at either, like hunting, fishing, shooting, what else? Piano. Piano is a hobby I've picked up over the last year. I'm not consistent with it, but it's an escape from my daily norm. And so what are your...
So right now I'm playing in a Sunday slow pitch softball league.
Okay.
We are in a pretty low division. And before when I played at like a really high division of slow pitch softball. Slow pitch softball, dude, gets so deep. It's kind of annoying. Okay. So I played like a high division with like my brother and all. And he's really good. So he plays upper levels and stuff. And I was like, I don't want to even do that. Like, because that was almost like work. Like, it's like you have to show up every week. You're going to get cut if you don't.
Right.
And it's like a legitimate, like, sports team. And I'm like, all right, like, I don't want that.
And a huge commitment.
I want something to have fun with. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm on, like, a kind of a crappy team. Shout out to you guys. Sorry.
But it is what
I've
it is.
I've only said it to your faces 10 times, so I get it. But, like, but, dude, we're having fun. So that's what I'm doing right now, playing Sunday slow pitch softball for a good time. I play basketball at LA Fitness as often as I can because, one, my big ass needs some cardio. Two, I just love playing basketball. We just won our Sunday morning flag football league.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Was there like any money or trophies involved?
We got
plastic. What did I look like?
We got like plastic trophies, dude. Okay, so that, or no, we had fake championship rings.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was fun, dude. Yeah, pretty fun. Yeah. We all went out to like the bar afterwards. We were hanging out. We were like all wearing them. I think that was the last time anybody ever looked at it.
Everyone's like, what are these guys pretending to be princes? Like, oh,
yeah. There's a bunch of like 40-year-old men wearing like fake championship rings around their necks.
Dave, guys, you are so interesting. I don't have shit. I don't even understand what the hell is those sports you're talking about. But anyways.
But you shoot. You shoot.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so that counts.
That's a
like
hobby.
I still play sports. That's like my thing. Whatever the sport is, I'll figure out how to play it or I'll like to play it.
I want to pick up like figurine painting or like origami or woodworking.
That would be pretty cool. Woodworking is incredible to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if people can do that.
I think I'm just going to make cheap coasters with a big 2x4.
This is apparently a
really high ROI.
I'd buy a coaster off you.
Yeah.
100%, dude. Put a cool logo on it. Burn a cool logo into it. I'm in.
They only come in 4 packs.
I'm in. I'll buy 4.
Okay. All right.
I have my banking account set up. I might only be able to afford 1.
What the hell is that again?
Buy 1, get 3.
I'm trying to like act smart, but what the hell is it?
Coaster, you put it underneath your drink on the table so it doesn't. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
see,
yeah,
you can put pictures in it and everything. But Kayla's smart. She can figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it, do it. I will buy one too. I will chip in.
Now I'm a
Gar was like,
now I'm a classy date, dude.
How the heck is this guy gonna make a profit off of buying a coaster? He's thinking roller coaster.
He's gonna buy Hershey Park.
He's in his head, how much is that? How much could that cost? What's the freaking liability on that?
At a 1 2x4? We did the 1,000-pound club. It really wasn't 1,000. We called it the 3-lift challenge. I don't want to rip anybody off. So we didn't have 1,000-pound club standards to it. So like, if someone didn't squat all the way to depth, we were like, no, you don't count. You suck.
So quarter like, sounds good?
Not exactly, no. So like, we didn't count. Like some of them were like bad lifts. So we were like, that one doesn't count. But like for the most part, we didn't have the same standard of it. We made our own standard up for it. So if you get like parallel, like with the knee and hip joint, like it's all right.
I mean,
we'll take it.
Actually, right? That's officially.
But it's like you have to have the hip crease drop below the knee in order to count it. Like if you're like right there, you got it. Right. But we did our own 3-lift challenge. And little did I didn't know how much that was going to inspire people in our gym.
Huh.
That has been awesome. So now we have a board up in our gym. We got like a chalkboard paint. And just painted a wall and just started putting chalk on the wall of everybody's PRs.
I've seen that. Yeah.
Like in my gym.
We got to go check the gym out. We should go. You should invite us for
I probably stole the idea from you.
I don't think you guys been there, but anyways.
But it is the coolest thing because like, it's not like we're not power lifters. Like you go to a power lifter. Yeah. We're not power lifters. We're just training regular people. We're training moms with jobs. We're training dads getting off of work. Like we're just training regular everyday people that are like not trying to be powerlifters, just want to look good, feel good, be a little bit stronger, look a little better, lose some belly fat, whatever it is, right? And they're now like looking at the board like, oh man, like Tony did that. And I'm like, yeah, Tony did that. Like, oh, I'm going to beat Tony now. And like, I thought when we were going to do it, I'm like, oh, I don't like the competition aspect. People aren't going to like that. I was so fucking wrong. Like,
it could turn people
look
off
at the board, and that was my first thought. But people that don't want to be on it, we just don't put them on it.
Right.
And that's fine too. Right. There's like a couple of people that don't want to be, everybody else is like, yeah, I'm all in, get me on that board. I'm going to see it up there. People need to see how much I can lift.
Oh yeah, man. That's extra.
So we had our three lift challenge. We did every single person set a PR that day. It was like literally being like
they're
a college weight
energy.
Oh my God, dude. It was so like, you know, like someone's going for a PR and like we announced it. Like we're like, oh, so-and-so's going for a PR, and everybody just gathers around and starts yelling at it.
That's
and,
cool, man.
Oh, dude, it was so much fun. We're going to do another one in July, and I really can't wait for it.
And guess Super what? Exciting. And guess what? Client's going to be way harder driven.
Oh, the numbers are going to look so much better this one, yeah, too. The next one coming up, oh, my God.
Announce it, like, you say July?
Yeah.
Everyone already knows about it, right?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, make it.
They know we're having another one this summer. They don't know the exact date. We don't have a date yet, but they know it'll be sometime in July. Mm. And it's going to be awesome. Everybody's going to set PRs again. We'll probably have, we had like 13 people do it the first time. And like people came out to watch it too. Like people's parents came, people's significant others came, people's kids came. I mean, we had three kids under the age of 16, four kids under the age of 16 doing it. That was kind of cool because they all lit, they didn't know how strong
they
were.
I got a kid that could probably kick all your kids' asses.
No way. Yeah, dude, we got strong kids, dude.
Ooh, I'm going to pull up his numbers.
You can tell me about your kid. Go ahead, dude.
I'm going to tell you about my kid.
You can tell me about your kid. I got a kid better.
How old is he?
I don't, dude. I got a couple kids. I don't know. Tell me which. Nah, dude, I definitely have a kid better. You can tell me whatever you want.
I got these. Hold on. I'm so proud of this dude. Oh, I'm gonna send him this clip too.
Wait. How old is he?
15.
Okay.
I identify as a kid.
He may have
too.
Just turned 16. I gotta go double check. I think he's 15. So
I identify as kid. So you guys are fucked.
Well, everybody.
We
is,
had 5 minutes of good content going, Gar.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to edit.
I couldn't stop it. Bleep, bleep.
Nah, we can put that in. I'll figure it out.
We're finally doing see, fine.
Yeah, you're going to just cover it like a
listen to this. Listen to this, dude. These stats are insane. And I brag about him all the time. So we got Chris, his name is. I'm not going to give away last names. He started with me in December of 2021. He weighed 85 pounds. All right. He couldn't do a single bodyweight pull up. He did do 20 push ups. And we didn't even test compounds at that age. We tested out, you know, some planks and stuff like that. But he wasn't ready for compounds. Anyway, fast forward to June of 2022. Kid gained 10 pounds. He was doing 20 bodyweight pull ups, 47 push ups, squatting 125 by 3. Deadlift. All right, let's just fast forward to today, okay? Forward to today.
I'm listening.
Kid weighs 130 pounds.
Okay.
Damn.
130 pounds up 40 from pounds. 85. All right. Plus. He's doing 27 pull-ups straight.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
The last couple, I let him kip a little bit. That's a lot of pull-ups.
If you do over 15 pull-ups straight, that's really good.
Again, let's right, remember.
Just anybody that does over 10 pull-ups straight is really good at pull-ups.
And just remember,
you're elite-level pull-up.
You're correct, 100%.
Right,
100%.
So to do 27 is absurd to me.
The only
I've never
person
done that
that's going to do more than that is like David Goggins, and they're probably kips too, you know. So just keep in mind his weight, 129. All right, so let's screw the body weight stuff, but 76 push-ups. I mean, that's pretty crazy. Squat PRs, 215 for one.
At 130 is at really 130. Good, yeah.
Deadlift, 195 for two. We got bench press 135 for one. We got overhead press seated 85. That's his weakest lift, 85 for one, little dude. He can still do, he used to do like a 5 minute and a half plank. He does like a 4 minute plank now. And he can still do a mile in like between 7:30 to 7:42. Kid's an animal. Absolute success story.
All right, so I definitely have kids that are like way stronger. But
he's a lean dude.
That's a glow up. That's different because that's such a big glow up. Like I have kids that, one kid that deadlifts 325. He just turned 16 not that long ago, right?
The kid's like a perfect...
And he's not that big.
He plays a lot of sports, basketball, hockey.
So I got a kid who doesn't play any sports right now. He's in tech school as a diesel mechanic.
Okay.
That's my boy.
And I see him... Yeah. Oh, so here you go, Gar. I see him once a week. Been seeing him once a week for almost 3 years.
Oh, no, no.
He
when
went
I
up
said,
from,
that's my boy, I meant like I'm proud of the guy.
Right, right, no, right. I'm just saying the once a week thing, Gar. Just saying, dude.
All right, shut your ass up. He's lying.
But he started with me. He was like 13 years old. Not many compound movements. We were just trying to get him more coordinated than anything else at first. And working on push-ups and stuff. I don't have physical numbers like you do on you. But I think his PR is 325 right now on deadlift.
Strong kid.
Squat PR is I think it's closer to 265 or 275 right now. And bench pressing over,
how old is he now?
Over 185. He's 16 now.
So okay, so 3 years of training. Yeah. It's crazy, crazy.
I got a kid that's my boy Chase. Chase is going to watch this video. My boy.
Chase, what's up, man?
I'm going to tell him I was talking
about
you.
Subscribe to the podcast, The Fence Podcast.
So I call Chase the freak, but he's like 6 foot three, 250, give or take.
How old is he?
16.
Makes me look like a
kid. Just got his permit in December, my boy.
Chris just got his.
Dude, deadlifting. I think he failed the 500 pound. He got 495 on a deadlift, dude. He's benching 225 for reps, squatting 385, 365, somewhere in there. I forget the exact number.
Big numbers.
Hey, he's going to be I'm going to make my boy a Division I athlete one of these days. He's going to play football at a high level.
Freaking A, right.
But super jealous of that guy. 16 at 6'3", 250.
You had a trainer dude, what? When you were young?
Oh, 100%, dude.
Man, kids these days are, what the hell?
All I did was bench press back in the day.
I know. I didn't know those compound lifts. I would do goblet squats, bench press, calf raises, crunches.
Yeah.
Cardio.
I just bench pressed.
Which is what my boy told me. Advantage.
Eat a lot of steak, my man. Eat a lot of steak. You need 100%. Some cholesterol.
100%.
Right.
if, like, when I was a teenager, like, my boy told me, dude, if we bench press, we'll get really big. And I'm like, okay, that sounds good. I know that sounds
right.
That's
one piece of the puzzle.
That sounds,
every
that checks
freaking
out.
Country is being like this overseas.
Dude.
Same shit.
So all we did, we were like, we're going to get big and we're going to be basketball players. We're going to play professional basketball. We're going to go to college and do it. But we got to get big first because we're too weak to play down low. We're like, all right, cool, man. Let's just start bench pressing every day. And you know my boy Jeff. Jeff was like, I'm going to do legs one day. And I'm like, that's stupid.
Gay.
Why would you do legs? Like, that's gay, right? Like, and he's like, whatever you say, guys. And then Jeff was dunking at like 16 or 17. And we're like, damn.
How tall is Jeff?
I think he's like 6'4". Okay. 6'3", okay, 6'4", okay. Somewhere in there. But he started dunking and we're like, damn.
But he was doing legs.
We should start doing legs,
that's
dude.
Right. Good for Jeff.
We should start doing legs now. And
yeah, that's
meanwhile, we couldn't get off the ground, but we were strong. There was that. Like, right, we were bullying people with our shoulders and our chest.
Yeah. It'll help you box out.
It definitely did, but we couldn't jump at all.
Ryan, if there's one thing you wanted to tell your younger self as far as mindset or fitness or, you know, a combination of the two, what would it be?
Wow.
Think about it. Slow yourself down. You don't have to rush.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
I can chop it between.
One thing would say is to be consistent. Definitely be consistent, because even though I started lifting at 15, like, I would lift for a while and then I would stop lifting for like 6 months and then I would get back into it again. And I didn't really have a passion for it. It wasn't a lifestyle thing and I wasn't very consistent. But if I would have like actually took the time and been consistent as a kid and like studied from somebody or looked up a YouTube video once in a while,
right,
I would have learned a lot more at a younger age. Like, I had to do a lot of catching up when I got my cert. And that hurt me when I first started training. I didn't know a lot. So if I would have learned it at a younger age and really like been more dedicated to it, like I said to everybody I was, and I like gave off like the idea that I was super dedicated, if I would actually would have been dedicated, it would have been way better. So consistency and dedication would have been a big thing. And then like one other thing would just be like, this is going to sound super cliche, but like, this too shall pass. You guys ever hear that line?
Oh, yeah.
So like, it's like the...
That's biblical, bro.
That's, dude, I used to get like, when I was younger, I would get like very emotional about stuff, whether it was up or down or whatever. So it'd be like, you get angry. I would get so angry. Or you get really happy. I get so happy. It was like, this is going to pass. Like, this isn't reality. This is how you feel in the moment. It's like, when something would go wrong, dude, it was the end of the world. I wouldn't train. I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't go to work. I lost jobs. There's a lot of stuff, man. But like, this too shall pass is a big thing. That's one of the reasons I joined the Army, because I needed more discipline to stay level-headed throughout my day-to-day life. Like, discipline helped me out so much with stuff. But, like, just saying, like...
And that goes hand-in-hand with consistency.
I heard this too shall pass a lot. My dad used to tell it to me all the time when I was a kid. I didn't really know what it meant, but to, like, understand it's what biblical. That means and just to be consistent with stuff, I wish I would have did that when I was younger.
Yeah, man. That's good. That's beautiful.
So if I could like sit down young Ron, I'd be like, dude, listen to this. I know what's actually best for you. And you should actually believe this guy when he says it, unlike everybody else that's told you this at 18 years old or 16 years old, whatever, however old he is.
All the old heads always say, hey, man, learn from my mistakes. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, you don't know anything, dude. Right. I know more than you. Uh-huh. I'm smarter than you.
And then 5 years later, you made that same mistake, and you're like, damn, I could have been 5 years ahead.
I'm
going to
quote my dad again here, dude. My dad getting 3 quotes here. What's up, Pops? When you're 5, your dad knows everything. When you're 15, your dad's an idiot and doesn't know anything. And when you're 25, your dad magically gets smart again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no,
100%.
And it's like, and the more I like see, like the more I train, because I train a lot of teenagers, I train a lot of kids. Like that was like my niche for a while. Like my whole book was made up of people under the age of like 16. It was kind of cool. I never thought I was going to be training kids, and they weren't all athletes. Like one time, Mitch, you asked me years ago, you were like, what would you like? We're just talking about training. You're like, what's your ideal client? And you're waiting for my answer. And I'm like, I don't know what my ideal client is. He was like, the answer I get all the time is young athletes. I want to train young athletes that want it and are hungry and are this. And I'm like, that would be cool. But like, that was never like my thing. Like I thought I was going to have that, but then I'm training kids with self-conscious. They're just self-conscious about themselves. Self-esteem issues. Kids that don't feel comfortable taking their shirt off in the pool. Kids that, I train a girl with cerebral palsy that has trouble walking. Like stuff like I didn't think I was going to be doing any of that. That turned out to be like my thing for a long time. Now it's kind of more like more well balanced. I have a little bit of everybody in there. Still a lot of kids, but like still have some like people that just want to look good, feel good. People have like different issues and stuff. But like, what's your ideal client? I don't even have one of those. Like, whoever wants to train, whoever wants to work out.
A good answer I heard from somebody once was, you know, I was asking them the same question. I said, you know, what's your ideal client? Your ideal demographic? And they said, I don't really have one. Age, gender, physical, you know, current physical level, none of that matters. What matters is just that they genuinely want to get better and they're going to put in the time and the work to do so. And I think that was a good answer. And I think that kind of aligns with where I'm at.
And even then, I've had people too that showed up because a doctor told them they should work out or their parents told them they should work out. And they're adults now, but like, parents said, hey, like you should start hitting the gym. And they look at me like, I don't like working out. I don't want to be here. I don't like this at all. And we've kind of gotten to a point where it's like, not, they still don't like it. Like, I don't love strength training. I don't love being in the gym. I don't love working out. I do it because it's a part of my life now and I have to do it every day because I have goals and I want to be where I want to be. But like, these people don't want to work out, but they do it anyway because it's becoming a part of their life and because they know they need it. And that's fine too. If they keep showing up and they give an effort, even if you don't want to be there, if you give the effort, I don't even care. That's fine. We'll make it work.
It's
you
tough.
Know?
It's tough.
Yeah, and it affects everything in your life too. It's like that builds a discipline, you know, and it's going to move to the other spheres of your life too.
100%. And that's the big word, that discipline word.
Yep.
Doing shit you don't want to do, but we doing it like you love it. D. Dude, we it's great. You do love the big D.
Right, guy. Plug the business, plug the socials, plug whatever you want.
Focus Fitness Personal Training, 5526 New Falls Road, Levittown, Pennsylvania. Come check me out. GetFocusTraining.com. Just at Focus Fitness PT, at Focused Feehan.
We are done here, okay? And now, because we are done here, he loves Big D. This guy is about to So, I almost cried here from laughing, you know. But we guys. Anyways, we appreciate you, all right? That's why we do this. We don't get money from it, nothing. But our passion is to share our knowledge for you guys to don't make the same mistakes that we did when you were young. I mean, these two monkeys are still young, but I'm old as fuck. But anyways, so guys, if you will have any questions towards the fitness or nearby that, don't be shy. You know, DM us, comment, email. What's the email?
Email is MitchellBlack@gmail.com.
Chabow. So, and we will do our best to give you the best quality answer we can. And if surprisingly we don't know, that's a motivation to learn something new and then provide the fantastic answer for you. So, thank you for listening and watching. You have a good day.
If you check our topic request form out on our website or Linktree. That's a good way to submit a topic request. You could also just DM us, comment. Our Instagram is @thefence_podcast. YouTube @thefencepodcast. And wherever you listen to podcasts, simply look for The Fence. It's been a pleasure, guys. Y'all have a good one.